Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Tonight's show is brought to, is made possible by Vestra Resources Incorporated. Vestra Resources' passion is committed to providing excellent service and delivering solutions to your most difficult problems. We encourage you to think of Vestra Resources for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Well, welcome to the show, and you are tuning in to Heroes of the North State, and I am Michelle Slade, your host this evening, and boy, do we have a wonderful show tonight. We have a special guest in the studio. We have Santa Claus here for the Santa Claus Hotline. Welcome, Santa.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It's going to be a special night.
It really is. So if you are just tuning in for the first time, Heroes of the North State shines a spotlight on those local heroes who rise above and make a difference in the lives of everyone around them, not because they have to, not because they're told to, but because simply it's the right thing to do. And tonight with COVID and everything that's been going on, so many little kids are not getting an opportunity to go and sit on Santa's lap. So we thought we're going to bring him here. So tonight we want you to call in and talk to Santa. The number to call is 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And if you didn't write that down, go to My Umbrella Marketing and Consulting's Facebook page, and there is a post with that number on there. Tell your friends, put the word out, and it's going to be a good life tonight here on Heroes of the North State. So we are going to take a moment. We're going to listen to a little introductory song just to set the mood, and we'll be right back after that, and we'll start taking our calls.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in history. Say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They they never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you go down in history.
All right, we have a caller on the line.
Oh, wonderful. So who's on the line with us for Santa? Roman, Santa, we have Roman on the line.
Ho, 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 Roman. So why are you calling tonight?
Hello, Santa, why are you calling tonight?
Yeah, I'm calling tonight. I want
a robot fight.
A robot what?
A robot fight.
Oh, okay. Let's see if we can do something about that. Have you been a good boy?
Yeah.
Good. Well, then let's see if we can make that happen for you.
Thank you, Santa. Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Roman. Thank you for calling in to KCNR. Will you call again some other time?
Okay.
Okay. Well, you have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Roman.
Oh, how adorable. What a cute little boy. So if you are just tuning in, we are talking live with Santa at Santa's Hotline tonight on KCNR. And that was our first caller, Roman. He's so sweet, so little, Santa. What a cute, cute phone call. So that number tonight to call is 605-4567. Easy one to remember, 605-4567. If you'd like to talk with Santa, give us a call right now, and you can be tuned in to Santa's Hotline. And tonight's show is made possible by Vestra Resources Incorporated. Thank you so much, Vestra, for investing in our community and making a difference in the lives of all the little ones this holiday season. As we're all sheltering in place, it's not as easy to get a hold of Santa as it has been in the past, but tonight we're here to help. So we will be back real soon. I think we might have another caller on the line, and tonight we're live. So as you can tell, we are trying to figure out those phones are lighting up. And Jared, what do we got out there?
Looks like we have a John and Isabella on the line.
Oh, fantastic. So who do we have first? Are we talking?
Hi, Nana.
Hi, who is this?
Nana.
Did you say Santa?
Hi, Santa.
Hi, how are you tonight? Are you calling in just to see how Santa is, or would you like to ask some questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So how about Santa asking you a question real quick? What would you like for Christmas, John?
Presents.
Presents? Oh, that is good. So do you have anything in mind? Anything special? Would you like something like a dinosaur or maybe a Spider-Man or...
Do you want a dinosaur or a Spider-Man?
I love dinosaur, too.
Oh, boy. You have a long list, maybe. You sound really cute there, John. So, did we have someone else there?
Yes, we have that.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you soon. And I'll see you soon.
So do we have Isabella on the line as well?
So John. Okay.
Is Isabella going to talk to Santa Claus now?
Hello? Isabella, Do you have something you want to ask Santa?
It looks like we lost him, but we do have a Felicia on the line. I think we have time for one more before we go to break.
Oh, fantastic. Well, hi, Felicia.
Hello.
Ho, 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 Felicia.
Oh, hang on. Let me go get the kiddos.
Okay.
Kids.
Well, this is wonderful. So we'll take this time while they're coming to the phone. 605-4567 is the number to call if you want to talk to Santa tonight at the Santa Hotline. Hello?
Santa's on the phone.
Santa! Ho, ho, ho. How are you?
I can't see. Tell me your name. I'm Howdy.
You are? That is a nice, nice name.
And I want to talk to you about an origin present.
Well, have you been really good this year?
Yeah.
I figured you have been. So what kind of presents would you like this year? Is there something real special?
I like a Bell Barbie.
A Bell Barbie.
I like Batman.
Oh, Batman.
I like Batman.
Batman is really popular this year, isn't he?
I want Batman.
Yeah, Batman, he's fun.
Say hi.
Hi. Hi. So, shall we see if we can get that going for you? See if we can make that happen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Mommy. I thought you want to come see you.
I want you
okay,
to
but...
Santa, but you're going to be really good for Mommy, okay?
Yeah, that would be
yeah.
nice.
Can I not be grounded?
You're still going to be grounded for a minute. But if you,
uh-oh. Have you been grounded?
You won't be grounded anymore.
Is that girl? You're easy to come in. Is my room?
Okay. But remember the virus.
Okay.
Thank you for talking to me, Santa.
Thank you for calling us at KCNR. I'll talk to you soon, okay? Merry Christmas. Yay. Ho, okay. Ho, ho.
Merry Christmas. Wonderful. So, Jared, how much time do we have now before we go to break?
Well, we need to go to break.
All right. Well, let's do that. We just want to thank Vestra Resources again for sponsoring tonight. You are listening to Heroes of the North State right here on KCNR. We'll be right back.
Ho, 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 ho.
At the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Ready for your holiday mint fix? This month only at Black Bear Diner, grab a frosty peppermint mocha cold brew or warm up with a creamy peppermint hot chocolate. Or end your meal with a slice of chocolate peppermint cheesecake or candy cane chocolate cream pie and do good at the same time. Black Bear Diner will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish for every candy cane pie and peppermint cheesecake sold this month. Order up for takeout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
If you have tested positive for COVID-19 between December 6th and December 10th, you're being asked to participate in a nasal spray treatment for COVID-19. The Stanford University investigational effort is taking place on Friday, December 11th, in cooperation with Dr. George Dome, ear, nose, and throat specialist in Reading, who has used this nasal spray safely for 30 years. For more information, contact 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com. That's 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are Junior Livestock Auctions, Haven Humane, and Veterans Organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Well, welcome back. We're live in the studio with Heroes of the North State, and tonight we have a special guest. Santa Claus is here.
Ho, ho, little children.
So we want to ask you, you want to talk to Santa, give us a call at 605-4567. Call your friends, tell them you have a hotline right to Santa. While we're waiting for those calls to come in, we're going to go ahead and listen to a story, a favorite Christmas story. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Was the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings all hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all safe in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles his courses they came, as he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall. Now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the courses they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow. and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke, it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk. And laying a finger alongside his nose and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
It looks like we have Sarah on the line.
Sarah, hi. Are you calling to talk to Santa?
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you tonight?
I think Sarah's shy.
Maybe, but we'll get her past this.
You want to say hi? No,
what?
She's so shy. Ezekiel.
So, Mom, it sounds like...
Santa? He's on the phone right now. Say hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi, Ezekiel. How are you?
Good.
Good. Have you been good this year?
Have you been good?
Yeah.
I figured you had been. So, are you helping Mom?
But are you helping Mom?
Yeah.
Good. So, do you maybe have a favorite toy you would like to have?
What do you want to ask Santa for Christmas? He's thinking.
Oh, that's good. Because the elves are really, really busy, so... They're working hard in their shop. Really, really hard this year.
A remote control car.
Oh, those are fun.
I remember those, too. I like them now.
Are you a big race fan? Or you just like cars? Like we all do.
Ezekiel, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. So a remote car it will be. Maybe. You'd be good.
Vincent.
Oh, Vincent also?
There's a whole gaggle of kids here, Santa.
Oh, fantastic.
That is great.
Vincent Patrick.
So if you, while we're waiting for Vincent, the phone number to call and talk to Santa is 605-4567. So if you have a grandchild, a little one, a friend, or a neighbor that you know that wants to talk to Santa, right now is the time between 6 and 7 to call in and get to tell him personally your Christmas wish.
Yeah, because Santa has to be leaving at 7 again to go back to the workshop.
Come here, say hi. Okay, he has to get off the phone and talk to other kids if you're not going to talk to him.
Hi. How are you, Vincent?
I'm fine.
Good, 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 good. Are you in a hurry?
No. Hey, be polite.
So, Vincent, do you have a toy that you would like to have this year?
Yeah.
What do you want to tell him you want?
A remote car.
Another remote car? That's what your brother wanted also.
Yes, I know.
Well, that's great. Well, you guys be good, okay?
He said be good, okay? Rondo. It's a busy household here. Do you want to tell Santa something, Sarah?
Hi, Sarah. This is Santa.
you want to say something to Santa? Mm-hmm. Do you want to ask him something?
What would you like to ask Santa, Sarah?
I want a hamster for Christmas.
A hamster? Ooh, those are fun. Are you an animal lover?
He said, are you an animal lover?
Yes.
That's very nice. Animals are great, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see if we can find a hamster for you. Have you been really good?
Yes.
Will you take good care of the hamster? Feed him and make sure he has water? Play nice with him? Well, that will work great then. Okay.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Thank you for being so good. Have a Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Fantastic. So do we have any other callers? We're gonna go and take a break. We're gonna give people time to get to the phone. You're tuning in to Heroes of the North State. You're here at the Santa Hotline tonight. I'm Michelle Slade, and we'll be right back.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are junior livestock auctions, Haven Humane, and veterans organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
the elders of our community, a vast collection of truly extraordinary men and women that have led commendable lives after working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, they're left at risk and alone. There's a growing number of elders who are at risk and socially isolated with little or no support, often losing their health and independence and becoming vulnerable to many forms of fraud and abuse. But because of the dedication of Shining Care, their future is safe and secure. Shining Care gives compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders as well as their loved ones to maintain their safety and well-being. Through the various free programs of Shining Care, our community's elders are able to become safe and again thrive. For assistance or to support their mission, visit shiningcare.org.
Well, welcome. You are live in the studio at Santa's Hotline tonight, and he is here ready to take your call at 605-4567. So tell your friends, tell your family to call in and talk to Santa tonight. So, Santa, you guys are really busy at the North Pole.
Oh, yes. The workshop is humming along.
So what do you think is one of your most popular toys that you're making this year?
Well, this year we're big in dinosaurs and Spider-Man and action figures and art stuff. And a very big one this year is Frozen, too. Magic in Motion and the Paw Patrol Dino Patroller and the Child Bobbit. And then the Lego Death Star Final Duel. It's really big also.
Oh, so you must be getting lots and lots of letters right now.
Oh, yes, yes. We're very, very busy. And I'm glad that you invited us to be here tonight so we can see what some of the children would like.
Yeah, that's true. So if you're just now tuning in, Santa's here, and we want to hear from you. 605-4567. Call and talk to Santa. And while you're getting on the phone and dialing in, we're going to go ahead and listen to some songs from Frosty the Snowman.
So we got a classic for the kids today.
One of my favorites, Frosty the Snowman. You all know this one.
The first snow of the year came on the day before Christmas. It was magical. The children at the school couldn't wait to go outside to play. But first, they had to watch a magician named Professor Hinkle perform. Massey, 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 the professor grumbled as his magic tricks failed again and again. He threw his magic hat in the garbage, but his rabbit, Hocus Pocus, took it out and hopped off with it. Ring! The bell rang, and the school day was over. The children raced outside. A little girl named Karen helped her friends make a snowman.
The children gave the snowman a corncob pipe, a button nose, and two eyes made of coal. Now all the snowman needed was a name. How about Frosty? Karen suggested. It was the perfect name. The children laughed and danced and sang around the new friend, Frosty the Snowman.
Meanwhile, Professor Hinkle was chasing Hocus Pocus, who still had his magic hat. The professor reached for the hat, but suddenly, a gust of wind blew the hat on top of Frosty's head.
A happy birthday,
Frosty said, opening his eyes and smiling. The children were delighted. Their snowman had come to life. It must be the hat, Karen said. It must be magic.
Professor Hinkle was amazed. Now he really wanted his hat back. But it made Frosty come to life, Karen said. As the professor snatched the hat of Frosty's head, he told the children they were imagining things.
Luckily, Hocus Pocus was able to switch the hat with a wreath. The little rabbit quickly hopped to the children.
The hat is back, exclaimed Karen. Let's see if Frosty will come to life again. She placed the hat on Frosty's head. Happy birthday, Frosty said again.
Soon it got warmer outside. Frosty started to melt. Karen knew they had to get Frosty somewhere cold. The children all agreed that Frosty should take the next train to the North Pole.
Frosty was very happy. Let's have a parade, he said.
At the ticket office, they realized they didn't have enough money for the train ride. Hocus Pocus got an idea. There was a refrigerated boxcar carrying ice cream and cakes to the North Pole. Frosty could ride in there. He got on board. Karen and Hocus Pocus decided to travel with him. Professor Hinkle saw the three friends and hid underneath the train. He wanted that hat back.
The boxcar was perfect for Frosty, but it was much too cold for Karen. Frosty knew he had to get Karen warm as quickly as possible, so they got off at the next stop. Professor Hinkle didn't see them leave the train.
We got to get Karen warmed up or she'll freeze,
Frosty said to Hocus Pocus. They came upon a small clearing where the forest animals were getting ready for Santa. Hocus told the animals about Karen, and the animals made a fire for her.
Suddenly, Professor Hinkle appeared.
Give me back my hat, he exclaimed.
Get on my shoulders, Frosty said to Karen. Frosty was the fastest belly whopper in the world. Karen hopped on, and they quickly slid down the hill past Professor Hinkle. At the bottom of the hill, Frosty took Karen into a greenhouse full of Christmas flowers to keep warm. But the mean professor had other plans. He slammed the door shut, trapping Frosty and Karen inside. The minute you're melted, the hat will be mine, Professor Hinkle yelled.
At that very moment, Santa was in the woods, talking to Hocus Pocus. The little rabbit told Santa that Karen needed to go home and Frosty needed to go to the North Pole. He quickly led Santa down to the greenhouse.
But it was too late. When they opened the door, they saw a terrible sight. Karen was crying next to a large puddle. Frosty had melted.
Christmas snow can never disappear completely, Santa told Karen gently. He opened the door and a gust of magical wind, winter wind, that is, blew in and turned the puddle back into Frosty.
Professor Hinkle tried to take the magic hat back, but Santa told him that if he did, he would never get any more Christmas presents. Professor Hinkle didn't want that, so he gave Santa the hat. Santa placed the magical hat on Frosty.
Happy birthday, Frosty said once again.
Karen was so happy that Frosty was alive.
Santa let Frosty and Karen ride on his sleigh. He was going to take Karen home. Frosty would go with Santa to the North Pole, where it was always cold. Karen was sad to say goodbye to Frosty, but he promised to come back.
Every Christmas, Frosty visited the children, and they had a big parade to celebrate.
Happy holidays!
Hey, and happy holidays to you too, kids!
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever made a snowman? And if you've made a snowman, tell us how you did it, or if you made other snow things, snow fort, yeah. Snow donkey, or snow one of you. Put it in the comments below. Put it in the comments below, and I'll give you a great big growl.
And I'll give you a snowy, snowy shh.
Who's here to pick us up? Candy Cane.
Candy Cane.
Okay. Oh,
whoa. Oh,
Frosty,
hey guys,
the snowman was a jolly,
right,
happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Look at Frosty go.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Over the hills and snow.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can.
He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop.
And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler,
stop!
Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Look at Frosty go.
Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump.
Over the hills and snow.
Well, you are listening to Heroes of the North State, and we are at the Santa hotline tonight. So we know there are a bunch of little ones out there, Santa, who wants to call in and talk to you.
Well, I'll be here for them.
605-4567 is the number to call tonight. We would love to hear from you. While we're waiting for the phone to ring, Why don't you tell me a little bit about the reindeer? What are they up to?
Well, the reindeer are doing very well this year. They've had a real good summer. They did really good, and they're ready to work this year.
So they've trained all through the summer?
Yes, they did. It's been a really good summer for the reindeer. And this winter, they're really happy. They love to come to the North State. Their favorite place to come to.
Well, you know, Rudolph, we've seen his nose glow many years.
Yes, Rudolph is very special.
He definitely is. And so if you've got a question and you want to call in and you want to talk to Santa, ask him about the reindeer, tell him about your Christmas wish, the present that you would like to have, or, you know, if there's some mom and dads or people out there that just want to call and tell us about their favorite Christmas story, their favorite Christmas memory, we'd love to hear from you also. 605-4567 is the number to call. And we're going to take a little break, but you are listening to Hear of the North State on KCNR Radio, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Ho, 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 ho.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
We believe at Vestra Resources, giving back is what makes a community home. When we give back to our communities, it makes us all stronger together. At Vestra, we try to contribute in some way to all of the communities and counties where we work. Our favorites are junior livestock auctions, Haven Humane, and veterans organizations. Everyone has a favorite cause. We encourage you to embrace those that matter to you. Think of Vestra for your engineering, compliance, and IT needs.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to, that tells you that you're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
Ready for your holiday mint fix? This month only at Black Bear Diner, grab a frosty peppermint mocha cold brew or warm up with a creamy peppermint hot chocolate. Or end your meal with a slice of chocolate peppermint cheesecake or candy cane chocolate cream pie and do good at the same time. Black Bear Diner will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish for every candy cane pie and peppermint cheesecake sold this month. Order up for takeout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
If you have tested positive for COVID-19 between December 6th and December 10th, you're being asked to participate in a nasal spray treatment for COVID-19. The Stanford University investigational effort is taking place on Friday, December 11th, in cooperation with Dr. George Dome, ear, nose, and throat specialist in Reading, who has used this nasal spray safely for 30 years. For more information, contact 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com. That's 650-800-5672 or covidspraystudy.com.
Tonight's show is brought to you by Vestra Resources Incorporated. Vestra Resources' passion is committed to providing excellent service and delivering solutions to your most difficult problems. We encourage you to think of Vestra Resources for engineering, compliance, and IT needs. Thank you, Vestra, for supporting tonight's Santa Hotline. Well, Santa, we have a couple of callers on the line.
Well, that is great.
Who do we have tonight? Hello.
Hello.
Corinne and Caden, Santa.
Wow, two of you. Fantastic. So how are the children tonight?
Good.
Good. Have you been good this year?
Yes.
Good. Are you helping Mom and Dad with all kinds of things?
Yeah.
Oh, that is great. Boy, Santa loves hearing that. So, do you guys have some special toys you like to have this year?
Yes.
Like, what would you like?
The American Girl doll that's awesome.
Oh, that would be fun.
What do you want, Kaden?
I want the Red Monster truck because it's so cool.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. Yes, lots of children want that one. It is the coolest, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, you have good taste, Caden.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Yeah, so, you did really well.
What do you want to ask her?
So, have a good day at Christmas.
Aww, well, thank you. That is so kind of you.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you, and a good night.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, Santa, that is the sweetest. I love their little voices.
Really nice. Oh, very good. Nice. Very considerate children.
Yes, very much so. So if you would like to talk to Santa, you just got to pick up the phone and call 605-4567. We've got a few more minutes before our show is over tonight, and Santa's hotline is going to be hanging up, and he's going to be heading back to the North Pole.
Yes, to be ready for Christmas.
All
the gifts.
Yeah, well, it takes a long time, Santa, to build all those gifts.
Oh, yes, the elves are super, super busy this year.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we have a little time left while we're waiting for our next call. Why don't we go into our next Christmas story of the evening? Jared, are we ready?
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
welcome back to the show. You've reached Santa's hotline, and tonight we just want to thank all the callers, Santa, who called in and spoke to you this evening. What a joy.
Yes, it was, Michelle. It was very, very nice tonight. These kids have been so kind and so generous.
They really have. And thank you for giving so much of your time at a time when you've got to be incredibly busy.
Well, that's the situation right now. We can't see them all. So this is a good way to reach out to a lot of children.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We hope everybody has a Merry Christmas. The rest of our show, we're going to sit back and just really enjoy the Christmas music that we've all come to know and love. So have a wonderful 2020 Christmas, and we will see you next year.
Ho, ho, ho.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way. The bells on bobtail ring, they make our spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.